At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Monday.
Monday.
June 9th, 2025. 6925.
Oh, yeah. 6 to 9. Nothing cool with that date, though.
No. Nothing cool with that date?
Not until, 2069, I guess.
Oh.
Which we might still be going strong. Just 6'9", 6'9".
You know what? If we were still on the air then, somebody would email us the next day. You guys missed it. It's Bill Clinton, everyone. You guys missed it. It was 6'9", 6'9".
I've been listening to you guys for 100 years.
All right. Hey, it's me. You didn't recognize my voice, did you? It's Bojangles.
Do you guys remember when you worked for Mark Hendricks? And, he'd be 120 now.
I don't know how old Mark Hendricks is. He carries himself younger than he is. And that's not a kiss ass or whatever. He just does.
You know what sucks is you could find out that information about anybody. How old's old What's-His-Nuts? Let me look it up.
How? Just put in their name?
Oh, yeah. Then you get, some of these sites try to outdo each other.
Oh.
So instead of the one saying, we'll give you an address, the other one's like, we'll give you his social media profiles and his background.
You know, so when that's funny. I mean, I hate when people say that. That's funny you said that because this isn't funny. But when my mom died, I was getting text messages from people that I didn't have saved in my phone. And I was like, I don't know how to respond to it because if it's like, I was looking at two different ways. It's like, well, if I'm close to this person, I should just, I should have their number. So if I don't, I'm probably not. So I should just do one of those, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thoughts
with me.
Thoughts with me and prayers with you. And so I started Googling some of the phone numbers just to see. And a couple of them, literally, like you just said, I put in the phone number only, and it told me the person's name, their address. And I told that person, I was like, you might want to look into that somehow. I don't know what hey, Google. Call Google.
There's no way to get off it, right? Like, you're just – because they got different – I've tested it with myself.
Yeah.
It'll pop up aliases. I don't know. Previous numbers I've never had. I guess it kind of masks a little here or there.
You know what's funny is that a young girl has your old phone number. Oh. And the reason I know that is because of Snapchat, where it says import contacts or whatever.
Yeah.
And I already have you in there, but your old number, I guess, was still in my phone. So it popped up as like, hey, this is in your contacts. You should follow. And I clicked on it, and it was this young, probably a little 14, 15-year-old girl has your old number.
Lord.
So I can imagine the pictures she gets, and she gets in trouble from her parents probably.
Don't pass that along to any famous rock musicians.
No. Seinfeld's probably going to respond to that kid.
/ movie stars that have been in the news recently.
Wants to deal with 13-year-olds from South Carolina texting me.
Why are you in my phone?
Maybe that's why he's coming back. He's coming to Spartanburg. He's looking for that kid. Sending those texts to him. So I'm glad you made it back, Paige. Paige was, of course, at the L.A. marches yesterday.
Was?
Yeah. Paige was the one that...
What was I marching about? Just fill me in.
You don't like ice. Which you would think in the summertime.
Because this is Pride Month, so I just wanted to know if there's two things that I would be doing.
I wonder if those two intertwine. I think L.A.'s cool with gay people, though, so I don't think... Yeah. I mean, that's the heart of that evil, so I think that they... I'm kidding about that part. It's not the heart.
Did you see?
It was the immigration stuff.
Did you see the guy pop open the hood of the car, douse the engine in gasoline, and light it on fire?
Yeah. It was Jesus a Tesla. Christ.
Oh, Lord.
I think it was a Tesla. They don't name them anymore. They just say autonomous vehicles. It's like when I hear that, I'm like, Tesla.
I saw Trump said he might give his away.
His autonomous car?
The one he bought from Elon.
I wanted to see him drive it. I want to see him get it. Actually, no. If I want to see him get into a car, I want to see him get into like just a run-of-the-mill. Like I want him to get in a Kia. And I'm wanting, it's hard if you drive a Kia. I didn't mean you're run-of-the-mill. But let's just say a nice Kia. And he gets in it, cranks it up, and I just want to see him drive a small little subdivision or something.
I would like to see that, too.
That would be so much fun.
You know, he spat out a line the other day. I don't know if he thought of originally, because I don't know how witty Trump is, or if somebody gave it to him.
Crazy witty.
He was talking about the rallies in L.A., and then he said, you know, you're not going to spit on the cops. He said, if you spit, we hit. I'm like, oh, that's catchy. But did you come up with that?
Sounds like something a porn star would say.
Did your big hooter press secretary come up with that?
If you spit, we hit. What if you set autonomous vehicles on fire? What do we do? Something rhymes with that. Trump, come on, hurry.
Yeah, it's not catchy.
What about, National Guard? You got anything with it? Rubber bullets? Flash bangs? Can we throw up the DDP sign before we flash bang them?
Bang! They said nonviolent rounds. And the guy said, I feel like they were shooting right at me.
Like Gavin Newsom. My God. Like, are you not seeing what I'm saying? He's like, it was peaceful. I'm like, in front of
police cars on fire.
on a major highway. Good morning to the Eagles listening. The highway, they're covering it so nobody can go by. And then they start throwing stuff at cops. So that's not peaceful. I don't care what you're out there to protest. That's not peaceful.
Can I tell you something that blew my mind about the Pride Month? There's a Pride Parade, or there was one.
It's 6-9, and it's Pride Month.
Well, they had I didn't even think about that, actually.
Go ahead, though. I don't want to get you off your tangent.
They have a Black Pride Parade. I'm like, what is that?
Like Bike Week.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why those two don't intertwine, though.
Yeah, really, we segment a lot of stuff. Confusing old...
used to call it segregate, but now it's the segment.
Yeah, interesting how they... You know, you got that prefix.
Yeah.
But you can't say the other one. You'll be deemed a racist like those houses that are left in certain places.
There's racist houses?
Oh, yeah. If you got columns, that's a racist house.
Oh.
Oh.
No,
they call them
not.
Antebellum.
Antebellum, that's right.
But they're racist houses.
Yeah.
Don't be fooled.
Well, maybe the people who built them were, you know, you can't say that... I mean, if you buy a haunted house, it doesn't mean that you're a ghost. You know?
I can even look at some furniture and tell you if it's racist furniture or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by the name of it.
Yeah.
Like if you call that your wardrobe.
Oh, if you have a Davenport or a Shipperode.
Yeah.
If you have an ottoman.
Oh, come on.
Like an old school leg ottoman. Oh, yeah.
I think the name ottoman itself needs to be done away with. I mean, let's talk about the Ottoman Empire, shall we?
Oh, welcome to the Ottoman Empire. We have stools for all.
We have sex with all your women.
We have beautiful chairs that are not racist.
Right.
You want to talk about the ones that are upholstered real nice? They got like the gold.
Upholstered.
Like the gold brads around it.
I knew somebody that would over enunciate that word as well. They'd
upholstered.
Say, upholstered. Upholstered.
It's Who the hell did that?
It's like upholstered.
Call them out.
Aunt Nell. Rest in peace.
Oh, wow.
Upholstered.
That name is going to
She would do it like a gun. Oh, she wasn't deaf. I say the word nail. It reminds Fat Boy he needs to go get a mani-pedi. Or he thinks of old deaf nail.
God, I haven't seen that in years. I got to go back and watch it. You ever seen that page, Nail?
Uh-uh.
You ever seen Nail? You might like it.
So all these references all these years, you've just smiled and not known the great movie.
Yeah.
I would love for
it
you.
It just looks sad.
I want Paige to do a rendition of Nell.
Why can't there be a fun movie about a deaf woman?
I don't know. I just never had the opportunity to watch it. And plus, I usually...
Let's do a live viewing tomorrow morning on the show.
When I was married, it's not like, hey, let's watch Nell for the night.
Let's watch Nell.
I think not.
What kind of movies do y'all watch at Camp Cougar?
We don't watch TV up there.
That's right.
We just listen to music.
Oh, my God. Do you watch
Nell? We listen to music. I can just see a bunch
of... And let me tell you...
drunk white women dancing around.
I love my best friends. I love them so much, but by the time I reached the party on Saturday night, they were already intoxicated, so I just went to bed.
Were y'all doing a pride party or what?
No, there were husbands allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they brought them? Like, that's no fun.
No, what is that? What's their group called?
All the guys, yeah. Who are they?
Tolerant.
Tolerant. Oh.
Man, is your wife drunk right now? Yeah.
No, they love us.
Mine's drunk too. Well, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
You going to get drunk and hook up, I guess? There's no TV up here. Plus, nobody's going to know.
There are TVs up there, but nobody watches TV.
They should be called the Dong Daddies.
That's perfect. Even the guy's like, you know what? I'll know if we hook up. I'll know.
You'll know.
Because the other guy's trying to talk him into it. Like, look, the wives are drunk. Nobody knows what's going on. We can sneak off.
Oh, God.
The dogs have these lighted collars, so they're running around, and it looks like all these collars are running. It's so funny.
You were doing like a glow party?
Well, they have harnesses at night, so we can see which dog is which and what they're doing.
So if you're out there like trippy, like that's freaky.
It is freaky because there's like five of them.
You see it from a distance and you see like the harness of the dog running, but not the dog. Oh, that'd be awful.
Nobody ever gets in a fight?
No.
The women?
I've never.
You ever play pranks? Wedgies
and hiding around the women?
No, we just have fun.
You know how guys will get drunk and they'll horse play around, but they'll, you know, goes too far, they'll start getting in a fight.
Well, yeah. I walked in at the time.
Somebody gets stabbed.
And there was a serious conversation, but it was, I don't know what it was. And they changed their tone when I got there.
Uh-oh. That ain't good.
No, it was something.
It means they were talking about you.
We're talking about the house.
No, they do talk about me because they said to my face, if I keep going the way I'm going, burning the candle at both ends, it's not going to end well for me.
Did you tell them that your friends at work said the same?
Yeah, well, I did. I said, everybody tells me that. And I said, but this is just a temporary thing.
We'll see. We'll see what temporary means to you.
Well, she doesn't know if she'll need to be a crisis actor again down the road.
I need to fly to L.A.
It's like, you know, Paige, I don't know if Paige does stage productions. She might be film only.
I used to.
But they brought to you a script of a local production of Nell. And you could be Nell in like the Greenville Little Theater.
But.
You got to do it.
Like, how would you do that? Like, would you have to... Yeah, because that changed, except for midgets.
Yeah.
And by that I mean...
Little people.
If you had... I did mean little people, thank you.
You'd have to...
But if you have some kind of condition or whatever, you can't act that anymore. Although it's called acting. It's called acting. That's but you true. Can't you pretend to be somebody with a disability because that takes away a job from an actor who has that disability.
And you were drawable. Like,
but if you're deaf, how would you be able to hear the director?
All right, for example, say there's a sex scene in this movie.
Go ahead.
And oh, yeah, or nail the play.
Two women?
Whatever the scene calls for. And
two women and a guy.
I'm bankable. Like, you know I'm going to bring set amount at the box office, so you're going to cast me for this film. But I say, excuse me, I've had surgery on my breasts in the last month. I've had breast reduction surgery.
Ooh.
it was Pride Month.
Oh. Did you try again?
Oh, no.
Your phone says no. Quit mentioning Pride Month.
What?
That's the third time today.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not going to be demonstrating in violence.
Hang on, man.
I would be... Anyways.
Plus, wearing a rainbow would clash with your animal print. It really would. Look, like a blonde-headed leopard walking in here.
That's why I stay single, because the animal print sends the wrong message. I learned that over the weekend.
What happened?
Did you go hunting? Somebody told me that.
Did you go hunting?
Somebody
makes you look like a whore, right?
The animal print
sends the wrong message to men.
What message is being sent?
That I'm a predator.
I would think you're a little loose if, you know, you wore like, you know, a lot of leopard print or...
Well, if you're wearing like a...
I love leopard, so I wear a lot of it.
I'm wearing a white cotton hoodie, does that mean that I'm a silly sheep? That I'm going to just follow along?
like that you have the herd like mentality.
If I walk around with my Johnson out, so everybody can call Johnson. Me tripod all day.
Call you donkey.
I think if you say Johnson, hey, they'll honk. Appreciate it.
Hey, honk. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I don't know how this went that way, but if my friends are listening, I love you dearly.
But what do you think they were talking about? Maybe your birthday's passed, so probably not that.
No.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe they were saying, guys, we need to do an intervention on the animal print.
We got to.
That was too much. That was it. It's too much.
Do you have any cowboy boots?
Yes.
Are they pink?
They're brown.
Are they animal print of any kind? Are they zebra?
No, but they would be great if they were zebra.
Yeah. There's a tortoise shell pocketbook in here today.
She talked about crotchless panties before.
Yeah, like they're leopard print.
I think someone bit them out.
I did. I tore them things up.
She's like, I want to go right now. I was like, okay.
We went out, and she's like, before we got to Corona, she's like, you got panties in your teeth. I'm like, oh, hang on.
She said, hey, do you want to go? You want to eat out? And I said, yeah, but I want to have sex with you before we go eat somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, what do you?
Had a wild weekend.
How did someone say that? As a woman say, Paige, we think you're sending the wrong thing out to guys. Like, what should you wear if you're not wanting? What do you want to look vulnerable?
They'll say it straight up. You know, they got no filter when it comes
hooker
to
boots.
They'll call each other whore.
Leather shorts.
There, somebody watched Sex and the City and thought of me, the show Sex and the City, because I send the wrong message to people.
Which character did that?
I don't know. I didn't watch it because I didn't watch TV.
I watched Sex in the City. I never watched And the City.
Whatever.
I don't know where you people were at.
And the City. What did I say?
Look at that. I just said a zebra and look what's on the screen. That's amazing.
Aggressive animal. The
naked woman. Let's see if that works.
Maybe
naked
the
predator.
Naked woman.
Maybe the talk is naked woman. You can make it happen.
I wear a lot of black and.
Are they trying to see her prints. Samantha or Carrie?
So I'm sending the wrong message. I don't know.
Samantha. Which one was Sarah Michelle or Sarah Jessica? Whatever.
That's Carrie.
Carrie.
Okay. She's the star.
There's a new iteration, like a spinoff.
Of course there is. It's probably going to be Gay Dudes. It's called Butt Sex in the City.
To watch that one. Did you see they called the zebra? I don't know if you saw
no.
it.
Oh, yeah, the one that was running around. Yeah. I'm glad nothing happened to it.
But where did it come from?
I don't know exactly. Tennessee, maybe? I have to look it up.
God.
I just remember seeing them airlift it when they caught it. Because nobody could ride a zebra. Because their asses are too big. Can't get up there. That would be a nice wide seat, though.
What, that's the... oh, by the way, that picture I sent in the group over the weekend, that was Laura. That wasn't Otis. That was her udders.
She's pretty.
Cowboy commented on the size of the testicles on the cow. And I said, that's a girl.
If you had testicles there, would that be weird?
So what if you had a bunch of them? Well, look, ladies.
Like if they have like 8 or 9 nipples.
Yeah.
Like you might get pregnant, but it'd be fun. Because I got like, 6 or 7 of them.
Wow.
Yeah, but I wonder what would happen if you had like 10 calves.
You had big legs?
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like,
I don't think they can sustain that.
No.
They couldn't carry it.
No, usually if they have two, one of them's going to die.
Dude, we got to find out who's got the record for birthing calves or animals. Like, because a cat only.
I've got shin splints, so I can be on the judging panel. Let's see. See, Paige, he thought that was bull testicles. Oh, okay. I was really trying to zoom in on the rear end. Is the reason I took that. Yeah. Now maybe your friends were.
Oh my God!
What?
Oh, okay, it's in her lifetime. I said a cow named Big Bertha had 39 calves throughout her lifetime, but I was looking for like it once.
Oh yeah. I think, there may be three. Again, I'm not the expert, as was proven last week, about Things Farm. They hate Things when I go Farm. To Tractor Supply.
What do they hate?
Do you have any questions? Well, it's funny you asked. I do.
I have 100 questions. You've got 2 hours.
I have a bunch of questions. Let me get my memo out on my phone here. Well, what kind of can the electrolytes be the same electrolytes for cows and donkeys and goats?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. It makes it turn weird, like wedding punch colored. But it's cool looking.
Wedding punch.
It looks like radioactive sludge. I mean, the water, that color, It's like old wedding punch in the 80s when it was all green. Oh, no. Oh, that stuff was great.
Was it?
When my mom would make wedding punch for people, and I would pray that a lot of people wouldn't show up to their wedding because my mom would get the leftovers.
I know. In the South.
Hey, Mama.
They'd let anybody drink the punch. And I was young and I drank.
You spiked it, which
probably
was probably difficult for a woman to do.
Pour some liquor in
there. She climbs up on the stage.
I wouldn't have done that.
Straddles the punch bowl.
It's a great idea, but I wouldn't have thought of it, you know.
Yeah. You'd have kept the bottles in your, what do they call it, whores at weddings wear them. The husband takes them off with his mouth.
Right
around the thigh, yeah.
What is that called?
That thing.
Garter.
Yeah, that's it.
What is that for? Do y'all use that for anything, or is that just an adornment?
Well, the garter belts used to hold up their stockings. Stockings?
Yeah. But I'm like Fat Boy, like in the Old West and stuff, didn't women hide guns and flask and stuff?
Cigarettes.
Cigarette?
Yeah, numbers. They have the hooks.
Sheepskins?
To hook to the belt. You can put things in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like somebody. What's her name? Who's the wrestler who's got the big ass? Is it Vicaire?
Stephanie Vicaire.
Well, I feel like she's wearing something like that Saturday night. I'm like, Jesus.
I used to wear them.
Sucker so big. Yeah, big old looks butt. Good, though, when she falls
especially
down.
When she does that move where she puts their head up.
She wear
there.
A corset?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, but devil horns. I don't like that part.
On her corset?
No, on her head.
Oh.
But she does this thing, Paige, where, look, like I would get, you're on all fours, let's say, on all the ground. And then I'm putting your head between my legs. And then I am.
That took a turn.
But I am jumping and pounding your face with my butt into into the mat. Yeah.
I would cry.
Well,
I would cry if I couldn't turn around.
I know. Like, I'd be, every time we take a bounce, I'd try to reverse my head. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well, maybe it looks better than it feels.
Oh, it looks wonderful.
Okay.
I know it does. Oh, what a treat.
That's amazing. Like, she's got a future outside of wrestling. She does. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, how's it going? No, Paige was not really in L.A. That was just a fun little joke about something going on. It's awful.
Yep.
I didn't realize it was 3 days of that either. So, what is going on today? Well, first off, we're going to, again, bask in the awesomeness of talking to Bret Hart on Friday. And a bunch of wrestling websites picked up on it, which was right nice.
Hell yeah.
But even linked to the podcast in some of them.
Yeah, a lot of people show up. Brett.
Yeah.
Brett Hart.
Yeah. Dude, that's something we got to talk about at some point. Because Fatboy went back and looked on Friday's text. And people, also like many of you cannot spell Atlanta Braves. That's where we got the great term Altana Barbs from. Many people have been calling him Bert Hart, Bread Hard. Like when they text him for Bret Hart, it's B-R-E-T-H-A-R-T. They were calling him Bread Hard. Like when they text in, hey, ask Bread Hard this, like Bert Hart. Like, come on. That, and then we'll take your phone calls, as always, on the TLCMotors.com phone lines, 1-800-774-0093.
Open them up.
Only text until after sports. Why? Yeah. Because we're so busy doing other things. But we will take your text. Just spell Bret Hart right when you talk. Don't call him Bird Hard.
It's not hard.
It's not.
That doesn't
it's
sound
heart.
Good.
That's it.
I'm sorry, eight letters.
It's not hard. It's heart.
Did you guys talk to Bob Hurd?
Bob Hurd. So we'll have some fun today. Paige, what is up in that plex?
Well, this Oscar winner denies the sexual misconduct allegations of 9 women, and we'll find out who it is and what happened next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Man, they say until you get 3 that the jury's still out, but when you get 3 or more, that's when the jury's, I guess, in.
I would say that women is a generous term in this context.
Oh, why? Underage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I hang up for thinking about the same person.
Wow. What is
there could be more than one predator out there.
This evil. This freaking evil.
Young temptresses.
Maybe that's what we're going to do. Buy Canada and then send all the pedophiles there.
Oh, they'll freeze to death. Then the Mexican coyotes will escort him back to our borders.
The coyotes.
Because they run Canada, too.
All right. We will, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Hi. Well, the news came out about Jared Leto, but the thing is, it's no surprise. And Jared Leto is the one that we're talking about, the Oscar winner who's accused.
From Leto, my egos.
Oh, why did he do that?
He's a fool, that's why.
By 9 women of inappropriate behavior. Primarily what people are saying is he's hitting on underage women, teens, if you will, who
I
felt
will
assaulted and traumatized by the actor and singer.
The access is only believable because, you know, he's like a touring musician. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't know how you would, you know, get a hold of him, how he would reach out.
Yeah, like how, well, we know the answer. I was going to say before social media and stuff like that, it'd always be like the tour manager's job.
Go get her.
Hey, man, you see that girl up here in the front row? Get her backstage.
I don't care what it takes.
I don't care what you want to party with us on the bus?
I'm not doing a particular voice of anyone right now, by the way.
They all didn't have it easy like R. Kelly, who's, you know, some of these girls' parents were just sending them over to his house. The one girl said, my parents never believed that's where I was going.
So the allegations in this situation dates back to 06. And they include...
Paige, that was 19 years ago.
Assaulting a 17-year-old, walking nude in front of the 17-year-old, and engaging in explicit conversations with a 16-year-old online.
Jesus.
And he knew that they were 16? I guess you don't know.
So did they think to keep that stuff back then?
Screen the only thing I know is with the 17-year-old is this comes from a Facebook post that was in 2012 where it reads, you're not really in L.A. until Jared Leto tries to force himself on you backstage in a kilt and a snow hat. And then she adds to the thing, she claims, I was assaulted and traumatized by this creep when I was 17.
That's what sucks about, you know, how they all cover up for each other. Or maybe not cover up, they just don't say anything.
Right.
Like Seth MacFarlane and all the Harvey Weinstein jokes at the award shows. And then
would make the innuendos, but never, like, come out and say, hey, this. He would just make little innuendos on the show.
Yeah. And then we find out later about how maimed Weinstein is, where his nuts are in his thighs.
Yeah. Ooh.
So can you imagine going to a 30 Seconds to Mars show and you...
No.
You get to say you meet him and he wants to talk to you and then he does something like that. That's just going to ruin your whole perspective. And
Do you think for it to get to this point, to where there are, you know, people saying that they were victims of, there were enough probably that didn't mind or were cool with it. Do you think they kind of gave him like the, oh, okay, well, I guess I can go do this. And
so you're saying the numbers probably far exceed this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even of ones that agree with it or didn't care or never made an accusation.
I tell you, it's just God, I don't get it. I mean, that's, I just do not get that. I don't know. I was telling Fat Boy the other day, and he didn't believe me. I was like, I could not go out or even have coitus with someone that is my daughter's age or below. Well, certainly not below, but like, I'm not even talking about like dating. Like, I just, it's in, I don't know. It's just couldn't.
Well, here's another.
Try me, buddy. Bring a 23-year-old hot girl in here and see if I can withhold myself.
Perky knockers.
All right, so here's another woman. Former model Laura LaRue, she says that she met Jared Leto at an animal rights benefit in Los Angeles when she was 16 years old. And it led into an email correspondence between the two of them, resulting in her visiting him in 2009, and she says, I remember him teasing me the whole time I was there. He was flirting with me. He leaned in close, and then she would pull away like a game, and she was only 16.
So she gave him the email after that, I guess?
Yeah, but maybe she didn't think that he wanted sex. He thought, you know, that he was just being nice. I don't know.
I can't even say that because it looks like I'm trying to shame somebody. Like, don't give me your email. I know you're a kid, but you know, the kids these days, they would ignore him anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes. I mean, there's, you know, with those parents you're talking about with R. Kelly, like, they were thinking their kids were going to get into the music industry. And that turns into a selfish thing where the parents become kind of like the agents and stuff, you know. You see it in sports all the time. And the parents, like, look the other way because that's just part of the business. That's just part of the machine.
And the one parent thought the kid was using that as an excuse, like, okay, you're going to R. Kelly's house, right, whatever.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets sick.
Needle.
She says that there was another woman that her name was Airmail. I don't know if that was a pseudonym or something, but Airmail. And she was an underage.
I'm known as Harry Mail.
She was an underage actress, and she began texting with Jared Leto. And she would allege that their relationship took a sexual turn when she turned 18. And she claimed at one point he began masturbating in her presence and grabbed her hand and leaned in and said something.
Like Christmas or birthday presents?
Inappropriate presents.
Oh, I see.
Even if you're into that, younger people, and you're famous, can't you just, like, you play the odds, it ain't going to work out.
No.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
No. There's too many. If you like the look and the petite size or like that, there's plenty of women that are of age that still look like that. You go after. It's just, you ain't right in the head. Sorry.
You got to think that even if this does work out, you know, I'm going to get extorted for a ton of money. Blackmailed.
Yep.
It's not gonna work out. Just don't put those pictures out there.
Save them on your iCloud, Fat Boy.
And don't say things that.
Back up on your hard drives and bury them.
Unless you're certain that they're into you and they're over the age of 21.
I can't remember being back in when I was in my 20s and asking, like, hey, you over 18, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They'll think of it now, though.
Yeah. But I never, that I know of, dated anybody under my age. Well, like by a year, but that ain't no big deal. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige.
Unless you're 18, she's 17. And even then, I think it's tricky.
Oh, yeah, it depends on who the parents are.
Yeah.
And those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Well, she's an orphan, though. Me against the state. Yeah. All right, thank you, Paige.
Got a bald daddy.
Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
You know, a lot of NFL players have incentives into their contracts if they have a good year.
Oh, yeah.
Derrick Henry got a pretty good one the other day for the upcoming season. We'll tell you what his incentive is. If he hits 2,000 yards, this is pretty cool.
Are you going to talk about the pitcher got hit in the head yesterday?
We can.
Okay, God bless.
He was pretty upset when he
I bet so. I don't know whose fault it was, though. I think it was the pitcher's fault. I think that's the usual run through. If they throw a pitch, catcher catches it, stands up, throws it back to the pitcher, especially if the pitcher's got his hand in there.
He couldn't do it again if he tried.
No. Just straight up concussed that son of a gun. All right, sports next. Happy Monday.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me.
I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history. 2019, he's still with us, but it was looking grim for a little bit there. That's the day when David Ortiz got shot.
Oh, wow.
While he was in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Maybe he was in the hospital for a little bit. And, well, obviously, he pulled through.
Big Poppy.
But he struggled for a little bit there. I don't remember why he got shot, what that was about. An argument, maybe?
An argument, or maybe a thievery?
Yeah, I mean, look, we know, like, Dominican Republic, Haiti, we know how volatile those, you know, nations are.
Like, it seems, I mean, this is just the American stereotype, but it seems Dominican men either, I shouldn't say that, should I? I shouldn't. Well, I'm just saying they're into baseball or drugs.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's. I mean,
well, plus if players go back there and flex on them, they're gonna get robbed.
I know.
It's like you go to Haiti and try to help people. Barbecue's gonna get you.
Barbecue.
Oh yeah. Look at Haitian barbecue. Yeah, what you expect? I'll tell you real quick on the way out. Derrick Henry's
on the way out.
Talking about his incentive for the next coming season: 2,000 yards. If he can get it, he will be in one of Adam Sandler's next movies. Adam Sandler promised him, if you get 2,000 yards this upcoming season, I'm going to put you in any of my movies. You get to pick.
So it's not through his – it's just like a little side thing.
Yeah, it started as a bit.
Yeah.
On a radio show I won't mention.
Oh, okay.
Because they wouldn't mention us.
Boomer.
No. But one of those, you know.
Pat.
One of the big ones. He's got that in his last name. So he's up there. You know, he's good buddies with Sandler. 2,000 yards, he's going to put you in a movie. He's like, okay, whatever. Sandler confirmed a couple days later. Says, look,
Patton Oswalt.
God, who would listen to that? Hey, are you Ratatouille?
Dick Van Patten's podcast.
I think he's still alive. No, Dick Cavett's still alive.
That's I'm surprised they both are still alive.
I don't know about Van Patten. I know Cavett is for sure.
What was the show he was on, Dick Van Patten? It was like, it was like a dad in a famous TV show.
Did you ever watch F is for Family?
No.
The guy Sam Rockwell played, he had pictures on his wall. He's like, there's Dick Van Patten, there's Dick Van Dyke, and there's my blank. He had a picture of his blank on the wall. We out of here.
Good Lord. So the pitcher, what was the pitcher's name that got hit in the head, though?
What was his damn name? Because I want to tell you to go look at the video. Pitcher got hit in the head. It was for the Rangers, I believe.
He throws the pitch to the catcher, and the catcher catches it and throws it back to him, but the pitcher's not looking. And
it was Ryan Weathers from the Marlins.
Nails him right in the head, like hard.
Nick Fortes.
Nick Fortes.
F-O-R-T-E-S. Fortes?
Will Fortes.
He was the catcher.
God, does anybody know my password?
Well, 106 miles per hour they clocked it.
Good Lord, into the head? Like, I mean, literally, like, what happened to the guy? Did they have to take him to the hospital?
No, he dropped and he got back up, but he wasn't happy. He was real pissed.
I know. The catcher just kept going, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He just showed his lips going, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, dude.
It's like he hit him in the top of the head.
Yeah.
Like, right on top, man.
If it hit him in the side, he could have killed him.
Or it could have blinded him, at least, you know.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Walk it off.
We will rub some dirt on it. In my eye? when we come back, there's no other way to say this than to say it's the end of an era, perhaps.
Oh, no.
It depends.
I want to do a good tease, but I don't want to do like a fake tease. You know what I'm saying? Not like breast implants. I'm talking about like, You know, I don't want to overpromise.
That was a good one, though.
Okay, then I'll run with that one. The end of an era, .. question mark. Okay. It's hard to say a question mark on the radio.
It really is. Because, you know, they should know by the end of an era.
See if you can tell. But, yeah, it's that. The end of an era, .. question mark.
What?
All right, we'll be right back. It's very mysterious, isn't it?
It is.
All right, good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.